Blog Talk Radio.
It motivates me, you know. He said, they will not destroy us. They will not employ us. We will be victorious. I like that. I like that. Yeah. I like that a lot. All right. All right. All right. I like to welcome everyone, everyone. On behalf of me, DMV Kale, and my co-host, Lady T, we both would like to welcome all of the studio, all of the online corner crew, and all of you people that will be streaming and all of that. And, Therese, I thought about something. People, the first five people that goes on Kale Corner and let us know that they are members of Doc's Pantheon podcast, we got something for you. We got something for you. I want to support Doc. And help him out. I listened to the podcast and I heard the shout out and I was proud. I was proud of it. So yeah,
two days in a row.
Exactly. So we want to make sure that we look out for those who, I don't want to say obedient, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to call them obedient, but all the ones who follow Doc's instruction, we want to do something for the first five people who go on Kale's Corner on Facebook, we got something for you.
What's happening?
I had the worst morning that I've had in a long time. First of all, I woke up and looked at my phone as I do every morning, and the phone said 7:41. I jumped up. I said, oh my God, I'm late. So, you know, I did all my Thursday morning preparatory routine and called my supervisor and told her, look, I'm going to be late this morning. She said, I know you gonna be late. You already not here. I said, I am so sorry. I said, I don't know if I've just become immune to my alarm or what it is, but yeah, forgive me. So I go out and get in the car, Trace, and I always halfway start my car. I don't start it all the way. Girl, the oil change light, the engine light, and top it off, the low on the rear passenger side was on. I said, thank you, Lord, for the warning, you know. So I went to the gas station. I bought some oil. I put some air in the tire. And then I go to work. My brake comes, right? I go get my grilled chicken, cheddar cheese, and bacon on wheat from Potbelly's and a cup of cheddar broccoli soup and a brownie cookie for my dessert. Trees, I opened up the cheddar broccoli. Girl, why I spill it on my lap? So, yes, it was hot and it left a stain on my black dress, work pants. I said, you know what? I know what it is. I know what it is. I shut everything down, said a prayer, let that devil know, Slim, you ain't winning. You're not winning yet. You got me this morning with a few to a couple of things. All of your mess ends here. It stops with that soup. You hear me? And, Treat, I tell you, from that point on to right now on the corner, everything went smooth as an egg. I mean, no trying to call somebody because somebody's trying to get somewhere from the loading dock into the building. I gave out all of the proper fobs so they can maneuver from floor to floor. Everything went good. And as I was riding home, I said, you know what? God, I ain't even thank you yet. Good luck for coming in my life today. All nonsense that Bama was trying to throw at me. You hear me?
Right.
Cause girl,
right.
I'm telling you, it was hectic from like 7 to 10. But yeah, from 10 on to 3 o'clock. It was easy breezy. So you know.
I know that's right.
Yeah, girl. And you know, I kind of laughed at myself because if you'd have walked in that booth, you would have said, "Kale, who are you talking to?"
Right.
Hey, look, ain't play with that devil. I ain't cut no cards. I told him what was going to happen the rest of my day, and he coming at me, messing with me, it's a waste of time, bro. It's a waste of time, because I know beyond the shadow of a doubt who I can call, and he gonna rectify everything you wronged, and he ain't gonna let you bother me no more. So yeah, yeah, and I think as people, and I'm not gonna get on my soapbox, y'all, but I think as people, we should talk to him like that. Talk to him, right. You know, a lot of times we say God, 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 and we're showing, you know, the devil who provides to take care of us. But sometimes you got to call that devil out. Sometimes you got to speak to him directly to let mm-hmm. him know you are not PLAYING. You're talking about
right.
You know what I'm talking about. Okay. I got it all. I
feel good.
Now that's that. Goosebumps. Goosebumps, baby girl. How was your Wednesday? Wednesday and Thursday, really?
I had this headache. I need to see what's going on with this headache. I've just been having this headache today. I don't know what's going on. I think I've been out in the sun a lot, so it could be that it's the sun. But I, you know, I'm already on it. I already made an appointment, baby.
There you go. You don't call an electrician when your sink or your toilet not acting right. So, yeah. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And we're going to slide you on that prayer list, that Kale's Corner prayer list.
Oh, yeah.
Because there is, yeah, no weapon form. No weapon form.
Not near one.
Oh, man. Let me ask you a question, though.
What's happening?
That headache going to mean you're going to be a little bit quiet today.
Yep.
No, it's not. No, it's
yes, it is. I'm being just a teeny weeny bit. Not a whole lot, bruh.
Okay. Okay.
Just a teeny bit.
Yeah, yeah. We need that lady tea here. All right, guys. On today's episode of Kale's Corner, we will discuss the latest NBA situations. And when I say situations, I'm speaking of Draymond Green, Ja Morant, mm-hmm. and much more. Now, I know that these are kind of old, but we really have not talked NBA in a few episodes. So we got to get everybody up to breath with that. We will also take a moment to discuss the NHL Division Leaders, National Hockey League Division Leaders. Then, Lake T will present the week one edition of the NFL playoff version of Lady T's picks. Yeah. And then we'll discuss from this week one in the playoffs. And I know during the picks, we are saying who we think will win, but I want to know each team's strength and weakness. You with me? So that's what we're going to do. All right. You can join Lady T and the Online Corner Crew on Facebook Live at Kale's Corner. Or you may also join Lady T, DMV Kale, and all our live in-studio family on 563 999-3782. And that's each and every Tuesday and Thursday, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time Zone. Kirby. Tails Corner, y'all. We're keeping it real.
It's our only real.
Know y'all what know what about. Y'all know what we're talking about. They know what we're talking about. All right.
Exactly.
All right. All right. So, Lady T, did I leave anything out? Anything you wanted to add?
You ain't leave nothing out. You covered everything.
That's full of good. All right, y'all. 563-999-3782. We'll be back in 50 seconds. 50. And I'm going to use it again, y'all. I just like this song.
Let's do it. We're on the right to do it.
NBA. Trade deadline, is coming up. There's so many rumors and guys expected to be moved, but I'm really thinking about two things. The Ja Morant new injury and Draymond Green and being returned after this 12 game he served suspended. To say it might be time for Draymond to go ahead and hang it up. I'm never for anyone quitting or being a quitter, but I just feel from watching him, and don't get me wrong, I know that little collage that was put together with all of his wrongdoings in the league, but I mean, it doesn't look as if he's having fun anymore, and some of those things that were done just left me looking at him like, why, you know, why would he do that? You know, I look at situations and I try to come up with a reason in my mind that players would do certain things, and I just can't come up with any other reason outside of Draymond is just not happy anymore for whatever reason. So that's my take on that. And as far as Ja Morant with the new injury, God, young man, I don't know, you know, really where to go from the injury, because, you know, some may say, well, this is more time he needed to heal his body, or, you know, get over the things that were a ailing him. But from what I saw when he first came back, he was all NBA, all basketball, leaving everything to the side, all of the nonsense. So I hate that the young man has suffered the shoulder injury that is taking him away from the game for the rest of the season. Therese?
I'm going to address the Ja Morant first. Ja Morant, by him being out all those long for those games, you know, just being out, he just wasn't in basketball shape. He was he's young, so he was in good shape, but he just wasn't in basketball shape. And what I mean by that is, like, he wasn't able to do a lot of the things that he normally would do without injury. That's, you know, that's just, you know, what I think. I'm not a doctor. I don't really know for sure. But just looking at him and the plays he was making, the things he was doing, it just seemed like he was out of sorts. A little bit, if you guys can understand what I'm trying to say. Like, he wasn't all the way in shape like he should have been. Like, all those days and games he was missing, he should have been in somebody's gym or, you know, doing what he has to do to get back into basketball shape, because he was going to be out, you know, doing other things with his mental, you know, quote unquote, his mental. So they say he needed the mental attention. So he was so focused on doing the mental work that he didn't put in the physical work while he was out. So that's why I think the injury happened the way it did. And with Draymond, I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm sorry. With Draymond, I think he's not going to leave. And I agree with a lot of the things you said about Draymond. Like, I do. I agree with a lot of things you said about Draymond. But with Draymond, he got a bag that's left. That's going to be left on the table. So he got 3 years, you know what I'm saying, that he gets to, you know, be just uncomfortable in his own skin, sort of say, or try to reconnect with basketball in some type of capacity. And try to have fun for these last 3 years, because he still got that bag. They just gave him the money. So he got the bag on the table. He's not going to leave it on the table. Like, all of that talk he was talking about, I'm going to retire, Adam Silver, he talked me out of it. That's cap.
Yeah.
That's all cap.
It's all cap.
And I ain't talking about our cap that we got here on Kale's Corner. I'm talking about the cap like the little young kids say, that's cap. Like, you're lying.
Yeah.
Because nobody's leaving all of that money on the table. Nobody's doing that.
That $75 million is a big number. That's
exactly.
A huge number.
We ain't talking about $7 million. Even with $7 million. Even $7 million. I'm not leaving $7 million on the table for nobody either.
Right.
I'm just not. I'm not doing that. I could, you know how much I could do with $7 million? I can take care of my whole entire family just off $7
million. Oh, man.
I'm talking about a little bit of the extended family as well, because my immediate family is small. So, you know, I can do both my side and hubby side with $7 million. Now, come on. Ain't nobody leaving that on the table. And you talking about $75 million? Come on. Mm-hmm. He's not doing that.
That was all cap.
Yeah. And
y'all
heard it right here first on
Kale's
Corner.
Let's go to G. Big G,
what's
up, what
G?
Let me see. I'm going to talk about G. G. He's got the name. He on mute. All right, we'll come back to him. Let's go to T. What's up, bro?
Hey, Kim's Corner family. What's up, Lady T?
Hey.
I agree with you and stuff. You say cap it. I'm gonna say that is bull crap. Bull, you know what I'm saying? Bull dookie stuff. You know,
yeah.
Hey, 7 million.
Bull cookie.
You,
bull cookie.
Hey, indeed, hey, 7 million. Oh, you better change your number. You know what I mean? Or you'll make a budget out for them people. You know, make sure they don't blow it. I'm gonna say once I give it out to you, you better not blow it because you ain't gonna be coming back to me. I'm gonna set you up. But anyway, I'm gonna go with Drake. Well, that's with Draymond. Like I said, that's bull crap. He can be traded because I was watching them today. They was talking about it. He can be traded. Maybe go on to Detroit. You know what I'm saying? Go back home.
The Lakers want him. The Lakers want
you know.
Him.
Hey, go there, you know, but you need to go somewhere else. And I think Golden State has played out with him. I think he doesn't have an ear for Steve Kerr anymore. You know, I think he's kind of tired of the situation with that. He wants to change.
Okay.
Like you said, giving up basketball, nah, you ain't leaving $75 million on the table. But as far as John Morant, I understand what you're saying as far as being in basketball shape, but with his little self and how his mode is, he's like the Energizer Bunny. He don't really need to get, because he's not going to have muscles like that, like LeBron and all that. But like right. I was telling Kel, he's going to get injured because the way he goes to the hole and falls all the time. And so when you fall, and I know about falling because I fall all the time because I'm epileptic and stuff and my balance and all. Anyway, but you bracing yourself with your hands, with your wrist, and then with your shoulder, that's taking an impact. And when you fall on your shoulder, and I saw him in the game sitting on the bench rubbing his shoulder, you know, in one game. So I don't know when he did that, but they say he injured himself in practice. I don't know how he did it in practice. Was he jumping and fell or whatever? What happened, you know? But like I've been telling Kale, he's way he jumping just with reckless abandon. He has to come down. And a lot of time he comes down awkward, you know, so and with trying to brace himself with his hands, arms, and shoulders and stuff. So
he already had the surgery, y'all. He already the surgery was a success, so he's already had shoulder surgery. And I'm thinking it was like a baseball injury, like the Tommy John. I'm thinking maybe it was up in that shoulder area.
Well, I've had experience with shoulders. I got four pins and a screw in my shoulder. I've had that, and it be successful and all that, but you still will have that pain in it
hurt.
Because might develop arthritis, and then when it rains, when it snows, whatever. But I got arthritis and all that and this stuff. So, but they had to come go clean it out and all that, bone spurs and all that. But so I know about the back, I know about the knees, I know about the shoulders. So I've had, those things. So
That's what's up. Let's go to the aforementioned Cap.
Cap.
Yes, indeed, man.
Yeah, this is a good Cap, not the bad Cap.
Right, they use you as a slang, man. I'm like, where they get that from?
What's up, family? How y'all doing?
What's going on?
All right,
bro.
The Ja Morant thing. He'll never bulk up, as Ted said, but he can get stronger.
Right.
So he definitely needs to come up with a plan that can get you stronger. I know a lot of wiry built guys. As strong as oxen,
right?
They don't have that bulk like the LeBron or the Karl Malone bulk, but they're wiry and strong as ever. So he definitely needs to. That's what he should have been focusing on while he was out. But you know, guys, when you're young like that, and you can jump out the gym, as we used to call it, you just think you keep jumping. And he always off balance when he's in the air.
Yeah.
And I know someone who jokes, and I always tell her. When y'all go visit him, when you talk to his mom, when you do this, let him. He got to. I'm 2 years ago. I promise you, I said it. The boy got to get stronger. I know his dad is wiry, so that's in the lineage. But he got to get stronger because he's running. Just imagine him trying to fight with somebody with a jump ball, the tying up with. You know what I mean, somebody can really pull his arm out the socket for real. They can pull his arm out the socket.
He could put 15 pounds of muscle on, you know.
That's
15,
what I was
that, that won't hurt him at all.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it won't.
That's what I was
not
referring
at all.
To.
Yeah.
Right. You see, a lot of guys, they think that affect their game and make them slower and mess up their jump shot.
Mm-hmm.
No, ball. What you're doing
you
is with the professional. Yeah, you right. You stretch with it, and also you shoot with it. The more you live, then you turn right around and shoot with it. So your body will get used to it after a while. If you just lift, and don't do no shooting, that's when you get all stiff and your jump shot is too. It's hard to gauge it then.
Right.
Hey, can I say this? For a perfect example, you see how Michael was when he first came in. You see how he was when Detroit was beating his butt. Then he started lifting that weight. He didn't really bulk up too big. Like you say, he had added some muscle weight. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And just kept his path of quickness, you know, and was able to take that pounding and that beating.
Right.
John Morant wanted to stay in the league. He got to, like you say, put that wiry strength on, put him 10 to 15 pounds on. You know, of strength and stuff, and stuff.
All right, let's go to the Huckleberry. What's up, 75 minutes in?
What's up, Huckleberry? What's up, Huck?
Me and Joe Green.
What's up, everybody? How y'all doing?
Hey,
what up, 5-7?
Hello.
Speaking on the John Morant. I tore my shoulder when I was back in. I was 17 years old.
Mm.
But here's the thing: you got so many people, and if you look it up, you got so many people who was in their house walking around, slipped and fell, tore their shoulder up. One of the easiest injuries in the world because we use our shoulder to catch us when we're falling and everything. And John Morant is a high wire act. You know, I don't. I'm not disagreeing with anybody, as I say, but in my opinion, I don't think he could muscle up a little bit, you know, and distribute his weight the right way where he won't lose any speed or lose anything and be able to take that punishment because he goes inside a lot. But I think it was just a case of him going hard and, like Sis said earlier, in shape but not basketball shape. Because you haven't played all season. You haven't played since last year, you know.
Yeah.
So that banging on the inside with everybody, you know, you haven't had that, you know. So, and on Draymond Green, I'm going to have to say, you know, sometimes we do run into that occasional person where money ain't everything. And I know y'all talking about not leaving the money on the table and all of that, and I'm not disagreeing with you. But a few people had to go over to his house to talk to him. Now, maybe that's all fodder for us, you know, but that's the story that's being told, that he was ready to retire, and a couple people had to go talk to him and to get him not to. And maybe that's just the diva in him, you know, trying to do all of that. We never know, but that's the story.
Yep. Well, you know,
they did say that was happening, but some former basketball players addressed this situation, and they said it was cap. They said it was all for show. It was all lies, and it was all for show.
Well, you know, they're the media just like everybody else, you know. They sit up there, and they sensationalize everything just so we'll look at it, you know. I don't pay no attention to none of them no more.
I was just about to say that after. You don't know who to believe no more.
Right.
This only
come
is
on,
second
exactly.
contract, too, right? This
you
is second
what?
Contract, right? This is second contract?
Yes.
Yeah,
is it
so
second
he ain't
or
going
third?
No.
Hey, but can I say this?
I think it's the second one. This is the second one. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Ted.
Okay.
No, you good. I'm sorry. I'm thinking that I'm thinking they brought him back soon to save Golden State because they're in turmoil and definitely he's the face of Golden State. So they definitely need him and it's like Golden State ship is going down. So we need you back, Draymond. So we think you're ready to come back. So I think That's a ploy to make Golden State irrelevant again.
Right, right. But the point I wanted to make was he was contemplating retirement. He the one bring all the drama. Like, he going through so much. You causing all that drama, brother.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
True.
That's and maybe absolutely. Mentally he realizes he has a problem. Maybe
right.
he really is being sincere, and he realizes he actually has a problem. And I'm not defending Draymond Green. I'm just trying to look at both sides of the coin, you know.
Right.
And maybe he does have a problem. He realizes that, and he really does want to get some help. Or maybe, like y'all are saying, Ted, sis, you, maybe just playing all of that for the camera. When we see what we see on TV, it's totally entertainment. And we got to remember
yes,
that.
Sir.
Everybody that we
yep.
see on TV, they in there to get us to bring in more people so we'll watch their show. It's all entertainment.
Right.
Well, that's okay. And I bet a couple of people was his relatives say, man, you know you're taking care of us. We need that money. So I'm sure he's taking care of, like you said, his family and stuff. So you not contemplating. You contemplating because you're being stupid. Like you say, that's bull crap. You know, you ain't leaving $75 million on no table, man. Not the lifestyle you used to live in. Nah, you got to nah,
yeah.
nah. You got to.
I know I'm not.
Up that house.
Dude, I know I'm not
leaving $75 on the table. So you know, $75 million. I'm like, nah, hold up.
They made my breakfast wrong at Cracker Barrel, and I'm like, listen, you got an eggshell in there, man. The sausage wasn't done. The pancake wasn't hot like I wanted and wasn't crispy around the edges. Listen, man.
There are some of us right here on this podcast, right here today, Kale's Corner Family. There are some of us who said, you know what, I'm going to leave that money alone. I know I got used to it, but you know what? I can make it with what I got right now. I want a little peace in my life. I don't want to be hustling like that. I'm not saying. I'm just trying to be the advocate. That's all. I'm just trying to play the advocate. I'm not saying anybody on here is wrong. I'm just giving my opinion.
Right.
That's all.
Yeah, I'm
that's totally one.
I'm thinking because it was even a conversation. Maybe he did actually have that in his mind, and it turned to cap after a while, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It turned into bull cookie.
But then also, right. with you, like you say, 57, he also has business ventures outside of the NBA that he's also exploring, and there are more that he's trying to explore because he hooked up with LeBron James on some business situations. So like you say, you know, depends on what that is. It can generate money. I don't know if it be that type of money, but like you said, peace of mind is worth more than money to some people. I understand totally what you're saying on that. You know, money is not everything, you know, and if you can sustain your, you know, living style and you might decrease some things, but if you got peace, you good. I hear you.
All right. Let's go to 007. What's up, bruh?
What is this?
He already out there.
Oh, man.
What
you say? Your Marlboros.
No, man. I'm just happy right now. And look, two things.
Oh,
well, it's big that John Moran is gone. Well, team ain't going to be armed and dangerous. Number two is Draymond Green. He needs anger management. Real, like, you heard this team. I mean, those teams are contenders, you know, in the West, you know, going to the championship, and you acting like that. I just like together, crap.
I don't disagree with that. And I actually hope he did that. And I know it's close to impossible with TMZ and today's media. It's close to impossible for these players to do something like that without everybody on it. So, but I hope he has taken a little time to get some counseling, and because, you know, sometimes as a human being, we can be angry and frustrated when nothing is happening at all. You know,
we give a rash answer at that time, you know.
Right.
Can I give you a quick example? Like, okay, when I talk to my doctors and stuff, you know, they required to ask people, you know, are you, you know, want to commit suicide? You thought about hurting yourself and this and that, you know. And, you know, sometimes people might have thought that or might think that, but that don't mean they might carry it out, you know. And
right.
they might be depressed at that, you know. So, you know, but to give them that answer, you know, it's like that'll call, trigger them to do something else and, you know, send people to your house for a welfare check and whatever, you know. So, but it's a tricky thing. But like I said, he spoke from his heart, from his mind, what he felt at that time, you know. And,
yeah.
And, but I think I'm thinking he saw it on the writing on the wall. He sees it that their dynasty is over with.
Yeah, but is that really an excuse to go up the aisle?
No.
You know?
No, it's not. No, it's not.
I mean, bruh, you have to know that every year a younger crop of athletes come in. So as you're getting older, the NBA is getting younger. And
yeah.
And it's hard. Hey, listen, the other day I took Emmanuel on the electric job with me, and that little Bama, I said, yeah, you go ahead and put the outlets together, because we had a whole house transformation. Man, what normally takes me 10 minutes putting them outlets together, man, bro was doing them jumps in 3 minutes. And, I mean, I went back and checked to make sure he did everything right. Every last one of them was correct. I was like, man, how you do this so fast? And he was like, well, Dad, once you show me, it's
right.
Pretty simple. It's a black wire, a white wire, and a grind. How hard is that? I said, yeah, but you put them on, tape them up, close them up, put the cover on it. I ain't never did it in 3 minutes, man. You know,
but he technical.
I felt some type of way. I felt
technical.
Some type of way. You know, but that's
small,
just
small fingers.
As it's passed on, this younger generation finds all type of ways to do things different. You know. Do things different. And I ain't going to lie to you, I was proud of the little fella. You know? I was proud
of him. That's my God, son.
Yeah. So, you know, it's just the way it is now. You know, that younger generation is coming in. And since that was said, I can see that leaving or making an older player kind of bitter. Like, you know, they don't need me no more. They don't want me no more. Well, let me find a reason to remain relevant, a reason to keep being talked about. You know, so
uh-huh.
Yeah. I just hope I hope the man changes up the situation, and I pray that Ja Morant has a 100% recovery, because that young man is exciting. I love to watch him play and take on the big man with reckless abandonment. We don't see much of that in today's NBA. You got dudes that spend more time talking to the referees and complaining than just saying, man, the heck with that. I'm going to get mine. And I love that it's all about me and what I want to do mentality. It's great.
You know what else I like about him? I like the way he challenged big men on defense, too. You know, he will get up and get that. He will take that. He will get that block. And more so than a lot of big men, like I told you, like Cat from Minnesota. He shy away, man. He
in the way.
Comment on.
Go ahead.
Something you said about you hope he gets 100% healing on his shoulder, and I think this is probably something that Ted would probably agree on with, since he's had the same type of injury. That shoulder never heals 100%. You might get it up to where you know you can play with it, but you're going to always, for the rest of your life, have pain in that shoulder. It's for some reason. You know, everybody that I know that ever had a problem is because they got to put pins in it to keep it together and all of that. I listen to Ted still having pain after all these years, and I'm still having pain after all these years. You know, arthritis sets in, so you just learn how to play with it as an athlete, I guess.
Did you ever play ball, either one of you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. My game nice. Okay. Used to be nice. I still think of
which
it.
Which one? Which game?
Hoop. Basketball.
Okay. Okay.
Left hand, right hand. Oh, I'm nice.
Okay.
I come from Maywood. I went to Doc Rivers, raised me. I raised Mike Finley and all the other ones that's sitting there. Oh, yeah. From Carter, little Carter. We used to have him up at the gym. From Shannon Brown, before his little injury, we used to have him. His daddy used to open up the gym. We had Shannon since he was three. And Mike Finley raised him. We all went, me, Mike Finley, Doc went to the same grade school, the same high school. But I didn't play ball.
I don't know what happened there.
Well, I didn't play ball my junior, senior year, man. And, you know, situations, man, house bringing up. But other than that, man, but yeah. I've been coaching, you know, since I've been here and all that. But, yeah. But anyway, real quick about that shoulder. Even like when you sleep on your shoulder. You know, you try to sleep on the opposite shoulder. So then, you know, during the night, you're going to turn on that shoulder eventually. And then by you sleeping on the opposite shoulder, that's making pain on that. So it's like 57 say, you will never get rid of it.
Yeah, a year after I pulled the shoulder out of place before I had the surgery.
I've been trying to sleep like that, straight on my back.
I couldn't hear you, sir.
I said I've been trying, but I'm with Ted. I normally turn over, but I've been trying to just sleep like on my back. But it's not working.
You know, with the shoulder though, sis? Here's the problem.
Yeah.
Even though you land on your back,
your
shoulders relax and lay down, and it lets that ball joint, they slide out of that, mind you, to slide out of that ball joint. When I wake up in the morning, I had to snap my shoulder back in place every morning for almost a year. That's what, bruh, you talking about something that hurt. Like Ted was saying, and to this day, I still don't have the full movement. Even though I went through physical therapy and all that, I still don't have a full movement in that shoulder. you know, because they have to go in there and cut tissue and do all this stuff. That was back at 75. I'm sure now they do stuff differently now.
Mom Betty said she had shoulder surgery too. She had her rotator cuff. She had to get her rotator cuff fixed.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, she's saying, yeah, what y'all saying.
57, you had a boy when they was doing ancient medicine, huh?
Hey, bro, Tim, I had that thing. I was 16 years old when I had mine, bro. And Cassie, did I play any more ball? I couldn't play no more basketball after that. I just played football and baseball. And that was it. But I couldn't play basketball.
Well, okay.
All right, let's see if G ready for us now. G.
He said he's doing some audio. He's not going to be able to talk. He just want to be on listening today.
Okay. Okay. That'll work. Well, let's go to Brother Tang. What it do, bro?
Bang, bang, Tang. Hanging out.
What's up, everybody? How everybody doing today on Chaos Corner?
Magnificent.
All right, brother.
What's up, Ted? What's up, Big Chap? Big Brother, Lady T.
What's up?
Lou.
All right,
Lou,
now.
Dad.
Don't forget Ronnie and Bobby.
Hey. Yeah.
I already got
him. Mike.
I did them first.
I can't with them. I cannot with them.
I'm getting up this morning, man. I hear everybody talking about their shoulder. What's going on, man?
John Moran. Yeah.
John Moran hurt his shoulder.
John Moran's injury. And Draymond Green's return.
Oh, yeah, I heard Crazy Man was coming back last night, man.
Not Crazy Man.
I hope he, get himself together, man, and be a different Draymond. Not saying he can't still try to get up under people's skin, but stop swinging them crazy elbows and,
all that unnecessary.
All the unnecessariness. Right, big bro. You know what I'm saying? I hope he comes back and, he's doing his best behavior, man. But Draymond, I think I heard him talking about it the other day, too. They said he was about to retire. I think Draymond, he's tired of it, man, so he really don't care what he do out there. But I don't think he want to mess that money up either, because if he mess that money up for this, he ain't gonna be sad about that. But maybe he might not. Sad about it, you know what I'm saying? Maybe like I got enough money, I'm good, I don't need no more. So,
never.
You know, it is what it is. We gonna see how he act when he get out there, and it might not happen this month, but we gotta wait to see for the rest of the year, because that's just how long we wanted to wait to see with our man Draymond. But I hope he all right though.
Yeah.
No.
And man, Morant, I heard something that happened to him. So, did he fall down or what? Or he just.
It happened in practice.
Yeah.
Oh, racist. In practice?
Yep.
He called me later. I'll tell you how he really did it.
Oh, Lord.
In practice, I know ain't nobody going against him that hard that he didn't hit the floor or whatever, but whatever happened, man, I hope he all right, too, because that shoulder injury ain't no joke, man. That junk can linger on for the rest of his life. You know what I'm saying?
Your style.
How many times, Tank, you've been going up the steps and slipped and grabbed the railing and pulled your arm a little tight? You could feel yourself. You pulled it real tight. You could feel it all through your arm, up in your shoulder and everything. That's
man,
the easiest injury in the world to get.
I can believe it. With all the stuff that they have, man, and the physical therapy and the electrical shocks in the body, and they put it on and put them little things on your arm, I believe he'll be all right. He's just going to.
No.
Then again, you never know. Man.
Well,
it's just like the back.
Quick as Aaron Rodgers came back,
possible. But
I think that was a fluke.
Cause he the first one that came back off of that attendance tear faster than a year. He did it in like 7 months, man.
And even the great Kobe Bryant didn't come back that soon.
Shorter than that. You're shorter than 7 months.
Yeah, it was shorter than that, Cap. I just threw it out there. I knew it was short.
I got you.
I didn't know. It was short.
I think he was like 4 months.
Well, yep. The great Kobe Bryant didn't took way longer than that. So you know his threshold of coming back and dedication. So come on, Aaron Rodgers, you lied like you lied about your COVID test.
Thank you.
hey, you know what? Chang, you said something about Ja Morant in practice. Your style of play is your style of play. So I don't think it was a situation where someone caused the injury, but we all know how Ja get down. So it could have been a situation where he just did too much, you know, and injured himself.
It could have been like our man AI though. You know, AI didn't trip off practice. That's what I'm saying.
Nope.
I'm trying to figure out what happened.
Right. But
AI didn't trip off practice at all.
situation was a different situation. You know that if you look behind the scenes, one of his friends had just died and stuff, you know. And he felt that he was a franchise player. You know, he's like, man, we talking about practice. I give you 110% on the floor, and we talking about practice.
Right.
You know, and like I say, his homie had to pass, you know, get killed, you know. So,
let's bring G-Ma on to the corner. What's up? What's up, D?
My Ravens. What's up, my Ravens, brother?
How y'all doing, man? How the Ravens doing? We out here.
Oh, we good. Boy, yeah, we out here. Parkside Heights, we out here.
Hey, Cap, don't do that.
He can do that. He can do that. I'm a 49ers fan also. I'm a
49ers
fan.
I'm
a Cowboys fan, 49ers fan, and a Ravens fan. So we should expect that.
Hold on, nephew. I didn't hear you mention the big boys.
No, they won't undo. They be done on.
You know who you ride with in the end. Whoever holding the trophy. So I ain't even worried.
That's gonna be the 49ers. That's gonna be the 49ers. But you know, I'm riding with them. I'm riding with everybody right now. It's an elimination time.
Love.
Wow. All right.
What do you think about
Ja Morant and Draymond Green's return.
Yeah. I don't really think too much on Ja because he don't shoot the ball, so it ain't really going to affect his game. He really don't take a lot of jumpers. If this was a leg injury, I'd feel some type of way. So with Ja, I really don't. He's going to bounce back from this easy. With Draymond, man, just wait and see. Get your popcorn. Get your popcorn. Get your popcorn. I like to see it. I'm waiting. I know I'm going to tune in for it.
I know, me too.
True that. True
I am definitely
forward. And I know when the players came to him, they told him, man, you boost viewership. You can't go. We need you here. Like Trish just said, I'm tuning in to watch that. And I know that is the sentiment going around the league. Serious. People want to see what he's going to do. Or when somebody comes at him in a harsh way, how is he going to respond? You know?
I mean, I hope he's still him, though, at the
end
of the day.
He better turn the other cheek. All that nonsense he didn't got away with.
Yeah, true.
That's what I said, B-Mob.
To me, Golden State is hoping they come back.
Go ahead, Pang.
Golden State hoping they come back to a point where he's changed his attitude and ready to play, because they want to be able to trade him. Because this team, the Golden State that we used to know, they're done. It's over.
Yeah.
It's time to start rebuilding this team and decide who is going to be the face. And Draymond Green is not the face of the Golden State Warriors right now. He's not even the face of the NBA right now. So
he was never
that's all this is about.
But
hold on.
They're trying to see how much money they can get for him in a trade. Huh?
I disagree about that. I disagree about that with the Golden State, because they need him. Every play that's ran, 85% is ran through Draymond Green. They need Draymond Green. Golden State. Not the face of the NBA. But Golden State needs him bad. And I don't want him to change.
You're right.
I just want him to change from, you know, swinging on people to crazy antics. Elbow and everything. I still want him to be the same Draymond with
but
all
let
the
me ask you a question, Tay.
Good
Go
catch.
Ahead, let me ask you a question, Tay. You're right about what you said about they need Draymond. But once they get him back, what is it gonna really change for Golden State? It ain't gonna make them no championship team. They're just gonna be they're just gonna play better.
But
they ain't gonna
but
be no championship team this year.
But we knew from the beginning that they wasn't a championship team. But we know that they not this team that they are right now without Draymond.
Hey, bro, they can put two Draymonds on that team, and they will not be in the championship.
But I didn't say they would. I said I agree with you. I never said that they was going to be in the championship. But I know without Draymond, they won't make it to the playoffs probably. And if they do, it's going to be in that 9 or 8 seed where they're going to be trying to get in. And I know with Draymond, they're going to end up in that 6 or 7 spot.
He
Curry represents money.
Like you say, Tang, he definitely makes a difference. Like you say, he runs that offense. And Curry is a big difference when Draymond is on the floor. You can see the decline in Curry when Draymond was out. But also, do you think Curry said something to Draymond and coming back and saying that, hey, we need you. We don't need those antics.
No. I don't think Curry gets involved with those type of conversations. Now, I think he will show him through his actions, but I don't think he gets too involved with those type of conversations. Seriously.
Well, through his actions, ain't been doing anything.
Go ahead, D-Mar.
Nah, because I heard him say, he said something about, Green need, Curry need Green, or he played different. I guess you can see it when he's not out there, something like that. That's what he's trying to say. I'm going to have to call Cap on that, because Curry is still Curry without Green. I've been seeing it. He's still him without Green.
I ain't say that, D-Mob.
I was saying I was calling BS on it.
I've seen the stats, bro. I've seen it today, like twice, and it shows, and they showed the comparison when Draymond is there, when Draymond is not there, how it affects their whole offense. Like Tang say, he represents 85% of their offense.
You just switched it, though. You just said the whole team. You went from Curry, one player, to the whole team. I just said one player.
It shows the stats at Curry at first. It shows the stats that his scoring is down. Okay, and then also how
scoring,
he affects.
No, I'm telling you right now, his scoring is not down. I know this for a fact.
You.
I just seen
it. I hear you. Okay.
If you want to say Klay Thompson and Andrew Wiggins and all these other
guys,
I
hear you. I saw it too.
Steve Curry is the one that's carrying the team right now. He's carrying
the team. Yeah, he is. But I'm saying it's not the same when Draymond is in the game. When he's in the game, it's not the same.
Well, of course not. It wouldn't be the same if Joel Embiid was out of the game. His players wouldn't be the same.
That's what I'm saying. It affects Curry.
I
hear you, bro. Have you played ball? Let me ask you that. Have you played ball?
Me?
I'm probably a lot better than you, bro.
You, have you played? No, you ain't better than me, bro.
I played ball.
Whatever.
Yeah,
okay.
Yes, I played ball.
I'll let you be the big man on campus today.
No, you ain't got to let me be. We can get a ball next week.
Yeah. You can have it. You can have it, old man.
Two people that ain't never made it to the NBA. We not about to.
Hey, exactly, sis. Makes no sense.
Yeah, we not about to do that because we don't know.
But I'm asking on his knowledge, bro.
If you ask me did I play basketball, is yes. If you ask me if I played basketball, is yes.
Okay.
Hey, look, 10:57. I was ready to say, I guess we're going to the court this week, y'all.
We can.
Sounds like it.
Hey, I'll put the big game liniment on it and wrap up and tape up. Then tape up and what?
I'll guard the cooler.
That's what you better do. Sit on the sideline.
I ain't gonna sit up here and brag and
no,
say I'm better than this
bragging.
And better than that.
Ain't nobody
I'll
bragging, so
cooler,
don't even
bro.
Go there, brother.
I'll brought the cooler. You want a soda when you come over? I got you.
No, just straight water.
The census is here on the corner, we want Draymond to come back and play as a professional. And we want Ja Morant to take this time, heal, bulk up a little bit, put some more mass on so you can take your game. And that's what we're all in agreement with.
But don't change, Draymond. Don't change because I like his attitude on the floor. I like his attitude.
He got to change, bro.
No. He really don't have to change. He just got to stop swinging punches. He can still be the same Draymond. Just stop swinging punches. Because we still want him to do the things he was doing. You want him to stop swinging punches. That's one change. But I don't want him to change. Like,
you
come out there, try to be mild and be nice to everybody.
You want him to still have
learn how to throw that elbow on the inside.
The love for the game.
He said that you can't change a leopard spot, you know. So, like you say, you keep the enthusiasm, keep the aggressiveness, but don't get stupid. You don't got to throw punches. Like, because he used to be smart. He used to bait that dude into him, to making him get a foul.
Yeah,
you know, look like he's grabbing his arm. But now he just start doing things reckless because he used to be a smart player. You know, change like Dennis Rodman did when he got with Mike and them and stuff after they calmed him down. Look, be smart, you know, and stuff.
Fact.
So,
but who's on his team to say, look, calm down. Yeah. Who's on the team that's going to do that? He's a dog on the team.
He talked to him before.
I don't know who
and Ike Iguodala.
It's only one person I can believe that are doing right now.
I know.
And I think he's sitting on the side because he hurt, but he might can calm him down. That's Gary Payton II. Anybody else, I can't see nobody calming him down. Earlier, I heard Big Bruh said Steph might have not had that conversation, but I believe Steph talked to him throughout all this and told him, look, man, when you come back, you can't throw punches. You can't throw elbows, man. Just come back and be the Draymond Green that we know you are. I believe Steph talked to him about that, but like during the game, I see they don't nobody really say nothing to him, man. They just They let him be him.
Yeah. They scared they're going to get Jordan Poole out there.
That's what pisses me off about Draymond. He's taking advantage of the situation. He's the boy that's been left back twice. He the guy that been left back twice in the eighth grade, and now he just bullying everybody. But like Kenyon Martin said, ain't nobody punched him in his mouth. That's why he's doing it, period.
They need a Charles Oakley on the team.
It's been one and done. My era of basketball. One and done.
Exactly.
They would have threw me out a long time ago. They would have thrown me out. Listen, I know I'm a female, right? But just if Tang was playing and they was out there and he hit Tang like that, we both going to jail. Because I know Tang going to knock him down.
No, that's right,
and then I'm going to be like, waiting for him out after the thing, waiting, looking for his wife, because I'm trying to knock her down too.
That's right. Yeah, D-Bob, come to us, because we both gone.
Y'all got problems.
We together though on it.
Well, that's how you supposed to be. That's how you supposed to be as husband and wife. Reese gonna go out there and have a conversation. Why did you do that?
But ain't nothing wrong.
No, ain't nothing wrong.
Grandma ain't having no conversations. She's socking you in the mouth.
Yeah, grandma.
Right
grandma
there, you just hit my baby.
Yeah.
Now, bro, I will say this:
I'm like,
one of the kids. If that was going on with one of the kids, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Totally. Yes, they are. You mess with her babies. You can forget that.
Yeah.
I don't care how old they are.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yep.
Oh, man. So, yeah. All right, y'all. Great conversation.
Yeah.
Y'all know what time it is.
Yes, let's do it.
Go. I ain't never ran from a... No, I ain't never. If I didn't cut my legs out right now, I ain't never been with the talk, snitch talk, always talking about his fault. Yeah, I'ma stand up, got my bands up. You don't wanna see me pissed off. Real talk, never tell a lie to a dog. When it come to them, you gotta play around. And I never ever let get to me. Why not? Ain't worth my energy. What you had to do? Cut them off, make them feel it. I ain't dealing with nothing if it don't make sense to me. Never ever ever. I never ever ever go against my kind for some on the other side. Never ever ever. I never ever ever put a for the money. Gotta get it when it come to mind. Lately I feel like it's me versus me. Don't see competition, why would you compete? Huh? Don't even gotta be woke, still gonna be up. How? I make a bag in my sleep. Okay. Can't get the hood out of me. You know where I be. Work. Still posted up like I leave. Now. Trust me, them choppers gon' bang. Cavity teeth. You been out there. Sweet. Yeah, put a stack in her rack. Go. I'm Dr. Seuss, give me cat in
that. Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I got caught up, y'all. All right. Before we go, Therese, let's see who's all in. 007, are you in, sir? 007.
Yeah.
You okay?
I'm in.
Kirby, you in? D-Mob, you in?
Hello. Yeah.
Okay.
Hey,
that's
hey everybody.
What's up, Kirby? Kirby?
Hey,
D-Mob,
Kirby.
You in this?
Oh, y'all was talking
about
playing ball. I want y'all to know that I played ball in 1961 for Louisiana Training Institute, which was my farm school.
That's what's up.
What's your name? Can you answer?
Tang, I know you in 57.
Yes, sir.
57.
Oh, yeah. Jeff is here.
Me mom.
It's all mine.
Yeah, we here.
Okay. Reese, I got you, Reese. Cap.
Yeah, we are trying to give people a break.
Ted, you in?
I'm gonna copy off a piece of paper.
G, All right, Therese, it's all on you.
So let me tell y'all who I got, and if I left anybody out, y'all please forgive me and let me know, okay? So I have Kale, Lady T, Tang, Reese, 57, Me Ma, Ma Betty, Cap, 007, G, and Ted. Did I leave anybody out?
Nope. Yeah, me, Kirby.
Oh, Kirby. Sorry, Kirby. Yep, Kirby. Sorry about that, Kirby. I got you now. I got you. All right.
You don't, love me no more.
I know I love you, Kirby. You know I love you. The stakes are a little bit higher this week, you guys, for the rest of the week.
Right.
This, it's raised up because it's the playoff time. This is the wild card weekend. So the play-in amount is $10, you guys. The play-in amount is $10, okay? All right. My Cash App is $MAMABOSS, the number 5, okay? All right.
What up, Stephen Curry? It's going.
We have, mute yourself, please. We have 2 Saturday games and 3 Sunday games and 1 Monday night game, okay? So here we go. Here we go. All right. Browns versus the Texans. This is the first Saturday night game. This is the first Saturday evening game, I should say. First Saturday evening game. Browns versus the Texans. Kirby, you start us off.
Texans.
Okay. G is saying the Browns. Mom Betty is saying the Browns. 007.
No.
007. All right.
Texas. Texas.
All right, I got you. Ted. Unmute yourself, Ted.
Cleveland Browns.
Got you. 57.
Texans.
Mima. Cleveland. Cap.
I'm going to Brown.
Come on, Tang.
Browns.
Come on, Reed.
Browns.
Come on, Kale.
Browns.
I'm going Browns. All right, you guys. That's it. Dolphins versus the Chiefs. This is the Saturday night game. Saturday night game. Dolphins, Chiefs. This is going to be a good one. All of them actually are going to be good. All of them actually are going to be good. Dolphins and Chiefs. Come on, Cap.
Man, oh, man. Lord have mercy.
Right.
This is going to be below four, but I don't have faith in Tua. I'm going to Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My Betty is saying Chiefs. G is saying Chiefs. Mima, what say you?
Chiefs.
Kirby.
Kirby.
What say you, Kirby? Dolphins and Chiefs.
Chiefs. Chiefs.
Got you. Got you. Come on, Ted.
Chiefs.
007.
Dolphins. Yeah.
Come on, 57. Come on, 57.
Yeah.
At game time, it's going to be 8-0. I'm going with the Chiefs.
Come on, Tang.
I'm going with the Chiefs. Put a star beside that game.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got you. Come on, Reed.
Chiefs.
I'm going Chiefs. You? Come on, Kale.
Chiefs.
And I put a star beside that game, okay? The next game up, we have the Steelers and the Bills. The Steelers versus the Bills. 57, I got you down for the Steelers. Am I correct?
Yes, ma'am. Put two stars beside that game, please.
I didn't know 57 was a meteorologist.
Come on, Larry. Get talking. Steelers, Bills. Steelers, Bills, Kirk.
Bills. I'm going with the Bills.
Come on, Ted.
I'm a whole lot of stuff, Kirby.
Right,
I'm an MF.
Hold on, y'all. Come on, Ted.
Bills.
G is going Steelers. Come on, 007.
I'm going with the Bills. Yeah.
Come on, Mima.
Bills.
Come on, Nima.
Come on, my baddie. Oh, my baddie is saying Bills. Come on, Cap.
It's about Josh Allen, guys. Be wise. The Bills.
Tell him
yep.
again, Cap.
Political.
Yep. I'm going Bills.
Hateration, baby.
No, they hate
Bills.
No.
Bills.
Come on,
the coach look like you.
Bills.
Come on, Reese.
Bills.
All right, you guys. The next game up, we have Packers versus the Cowboys. This is the Sunday evening game. Sunday evening game, you guys. Tank, I have you down for Cowboys.
This should be
and
a
you know it.
I'm picking the Cowboys. Kel, what say you?
Them damn Cowboys, man.
You got to know. You got to know. You got to know what's going on.
Come on,
it's more than just talent.
Reed said the boys.
The boys. Come on, Cappy Pop.
Cowboys.
My Betty is saying Cowboys. Mima, what say you?
Green Bay.
I hear you, Mima.
I hear you. Yeah, I heard it, Ted.
Come on, 57.
Packers.
G is saying Packers.
Oh,
007.
Who cut the cheese? Going with the Cowboys.
Dallas.
Come on, Kirby.
I'm going to go with that team with a one-star rating, Cowboys.
Come on, Kirby. Don't do me like that.
All right, you guys. Sunday night game. This is the Sunday night game, you guys. Sunday night game. We have the Rams versus the Lions. This game is in Detroit. This game is in Detroit. Rams versus the Lions. Come on, 007.
I love the Lions in this game right here.
G is saying Rams. Ted.
Lions.
Kirby.
Lions.
My Betty is saying Rams. Cap.
I'm going to go with the Lions.
57.
Dallas. Shit. Detroit. I'm sorry.
You meant to pick Dallas the first time.
The Lion. Come on, Shane.
Stafford going home with that upset. Rams.
Are you picking a Rams?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Ree.
Lions.
Come on, Cam.
Lions.
All right, you guys. All right, all right, all right. With the last game of the week, we have the Eagles versus the Bucks. You guys, Eagles versus the Bucks. This game is in Tampa Bay. I need a score. I need a score. My Betty,
we got a Monday night game, ladies. We have a Monday night game.
This is the Monday night game. I'm about to say.
Yeah.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Eagles and Bucks. Eagles and Bucks.
All right, my bad.
Hey, Tang, we already got a co-host, bruh. Okay?
And you can't take 57 spot.
Come on, y'all. Last game. Right, let's get through it.
Let's get through this one last one, and we can talk about some of this stuff, y'all. So we got my Betty going with the Eagles, and she's saying 24-17. G is going with the Bucks, and he is going 21-14. Come on, Cam.
Monday is Martin Luther King Day, right? So
yeah.
Let's go with the Eagles. 14 Eagles. 14-10.
Okay. Come on, what Reese? Let me go Reese.
Reese says Eagles 24-21.
24-21. Let's make it. Come on, Cappy Tone.
Man, I'm saying the rebirth of Baker Mayfield. That's going to be the whole spiel on that. Eagles are done, blah, blah, blah. I'm going with Tampa Bay, 19-12.
Nice, Cap.
Come on, Mima.
The Eagles, when we overcome, 27-24.
You said Eagles, right?
Yes, Eagles.
Okay. Come on, 57.
17-10, Tampa Bay. Back at you, Nemar.
Hey,
Well, since Kale said Martin Luther King, I think he bucked the system. So I'm going to go with Tampa Bay, and I'm going to go 17-14.
Come on, Kirby.
I'm going to go with the home team, Tampa Bay, 24-20.
Did somebody get 24? No, no, she got 21. Okay. Come on, 007.
I'm going Tampa Bay, 26-10.
All right, let's go, Tang.
I'm going Tampa Bay, 23-19.
I'm going to Bucks, too.
You come over to 19.
I'm going 19-16. I am going 19-16, Cowboy 19-12. Okay, good. All right, you guys, that is what we call the wild card weekend. The wild card week, I should say. The wild card week. And we can talk about, Kale, you want to take a quick break or you want to just go straight into it?
Let's take a quick one.
All right, you guys, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. I'm telling you, we'll be right back before you can blink your eyes. 563-999-3782 is the number. Tell it to a friend. We'll be right back. We don't own the rights to music.
We had a star beside Dolphins, Chiefs, Steelers, Bills, Green Bay, Cowboys, Rams, Lions.
I got a correction to make from last week. I didn't mean to cut you off. When I was telling you guys about the regular season and how many wins everybody won, Cap 1-5. 57-15. My Betty won 1.5 because her and Mima split one. Tang won 3. I said 2, but he won 3. I won 1, and Reese won 2. So I just wanted to put that out there because he was like, "You said I won 2. I won 3. I was like, "Okay, my bad." My bad. So I had to correct it on air. Yeah.
You have to.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Give him his credit.
With some respect on it.
That's right. On that 3. Thank you, Ted.
That's good. So, Chris, are those the games that we're going to go into?
Dolphins, Steelers. Yes.
Steelers, Bills,
Packers, and Cowboys. Yes.
Okay.
In that order.
All right. Kick it off.
All right, you guys. Dolphins, Chiefs. Who got something to say? Dolphins, Chiefs.
I just want to say this game was very, very hard because it's going to be so cold. But to me, who I think going to be the team that really win, because I did pick Kansas City because of Mahomes and they're at home. But whoever runs the ball the best, that's who's going to win the game.
Yeah.
I'm telling y'all. It's going to be too cold to really throw in.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say.
That's the reason I didn't pick the Dolphins. All season, the Dolphins have been a passing team.
Right.
You go out there with 4 below, I'm trying to tell you, man, that football is harder, feel like a brick, and nobody has Jerry Rice over their team to catch them bricks. So,
that's why I was leery about this game because I think the Dolphins got a better running game than Kansas City does. And in that cold, like Tang says, it's going to have to be a big running back that can take the hits out there in that weather because them little teeny wide receivers, they can't take these hits in that cold weather.
Only thing I do want to say about this game, if they do have the running game like Tyreek Hill, he's used to this weather because he played in Kansas City for a number of years. So they do have that as an advantage for the Dolphins. They do have that as an advantage. But he is probably the only one that endure this cold weather.
He's been there since. But did the Dolphins win last week?
No.
Yeah.
See,
nope.
No, they didn't.
They lost
to the Bills.
And see, I know. Right, and I don't think Tyreek Hill and Tua Timon is back on. And I think, like you say, with that weather, it might be some trouble. And if they don't run it, whoever has a running game, but also think Kelce going to be a big factor in this game, too.
He didn't play the whole game.
Yeah, the running back is dinged up with that ankle because I had him for fantasy football mostly. Mm-hmm. He scored like 20 touchdowns this year. But
his ankle they hurt. That's why we got rid of him.
Hey, you make a switch.
Oh, my bad.
Go ahead, Tay. What did you say?
Yeah.
No, I just think, I don't know, man. It's hard. That game hard, man. I ain't going to say nothing else. I'm down. We can move on. That game hard.
but they're not going to let Patrick Mahomes lose.
That's what I was thinking, too, Tay.
He the golden boy.
I don't know. They might be a little tired of him because y'all know he went off on the ref, him and the coach, a couple of weeks back.
Yeah,
they might be sick of him.
Might have it out for him for this
year, huh? Uh-huh.
You got a better coach too, though.
And
yeah, they
may say the MVP will be good enough for him this year. You know what I mean? So.
Most valuable baby.
No, most valuable bundler, man. You remember? You ain't seen the commercial.
Bundler.
Yeah,
Bundler. Bundler.
Listen, we say stay farm enough on here, we might get picked up. So y'all keep it up.
You know.
Stay farm.
Yeah, they represent me.
let's go to the next game, you guys, because I know 57 itching. He want to say something real quick to the people who picked the Bills over his Steelers. So we got the Steelers and Bills game. They not letting Josh out of this game. He's gonna win this game 57. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
They talk about him way too much. They got him on a 10.
All I'm gonna say is we got Miles Rudolph. That's our quarterback.
We're not even worried
about our passing game.
Hold on.
About our passing game. We're going to beat Josh Allen up. We already beat him once, so we know how to play Buffalo.
57.
But is it TJ
Watt? Somebody call
him. Isn't Watt hurt?
Yeah. 57. You got to say your quarterback with a little more confidence than that, bro. We got Rudolph. The red-nosed reindeer.
Yeah, rocket.
Right.
Hey, man, I feel like you used to feel about Wentz when he was back there. We got Wentz.
I know
this
part.
Don't do it.
But Watch is out, though, right? Your defense, your main man on defense is gone.
Yeah, me and Joe Green is gone.
We always next man up.
No.
We always next man up. That's how we play.
Yeah.
Win or lose, that's how we play.
You can't replace that. You can't replace him.
Hey, we got 53 men on that team.
They can replace him, but it ain't going to be the same.
At all.
All I'm going to say is this. I can't make non-believers believers. All I can do is give you the word. It's up to you to eat it if you want to.
I know that's right.
All I can do.
All you got to do is win, 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 no matter what. That's all you got to do.
You know what I'm saying?
Like my pastor say, don't go on my word. Do your own research. Research a little bit more. So, you know, I got to get my old books out. I can't go by this that one book. No.
Do your thing. That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah. Next game up. Y'all ready? Next game up.
The last thing about Pittsburgh.
About Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
Anybody?
Yeah,
okay,
real quick.
On.
One thing 57 to 72 about their running game is ferocious. With Harris and Warren, that two-back tandem, they're gonna do some damage. If they can slow the game down and Josh Allen do what he do, turn the ball over,
They could win, but like I said, it's political.
Keep it close.
Yeah, but it's political, bro. They're trying to get Tomlin out of there, and they want Josh Allen in the Super Bowl. Well, guarantee, I'm telling you, mark this down, sis. Guarantee. I'm guaranteeing the Bills gonna win. Not off of talent, but just this is how it goes. This is, you know, one of them tricks.
I'm
writing it down.
But you know Thompson, you know Tomlin, he can pull a rabbit out of the hat. You know what I mean? He pulls something out. You know
his rabbit is black.
on Martin Luther King weekend, his
rabbit. Oh my goodness!
Yeah,
and Easter's coming up. They already got Easter stuff out.
Don't even listen to Cap because we know where he's coming from.
Hold on.
57, I'm sorry to tell you, there's no backup squad this weekend. It's going to be a real team.
I can't believe you came and be like that.
That's right.
Brother.
Tell him, Mima.
Mima, all we wanted to do was get in the door, sweetheart.
It's no bad, brother. I've been sitting on the couch all year, so all I can do is talk.
Oh,
Mom Betty said, ain't no rabbits in that hat. Kirby said, your linebackers and all them sacks that he be getting in tackles, he ain't playing. He not running through the tunnel.
Hmm.
Oh, and man. Then he told me to ask you who is Washington playing this week.
Your mom. Ooh.
Each other.
Kirby, you almost got it. I'm going to wait to call you after the show, sir.
You'll be fine.
You're about to make me get ugly.
You had a potty mouth.
Hey, those fighting words, KO. I used to get in many fights in school, Jack. You can say, man, you say something about mama, that was it. I don't care where you was at, Jack. In school, out of school, it's it.
I said your mammoth.
Hey.
Not
too. Oh, Lord. We're going to move on. We're going to try to stay on track.
We didn't say M.
We're going to get this last game in.
Before we get struck by lightning.
Yes. Packers and the Cowboys. This game is crazy too. Packers and Cowboys. What say you guys?
Man. I'm just gonna tell you, Packers ain't had no defense to stop nobody all year but the Chicago Bears.
Right.
And I ain't taking
we
no shot at you.
We can't stop nobody. We didn't stop nobody, so they ran over us.
No. I said the Packers haven't had no defense all year. Except for when it came to the Chicago Bears.
Dallas ain't playing for some reason. They get up to
Okay, I got you, Tang. Tang, what you say?
Yeah.
Can I ask him this, Tweet? So, Tang, what you saying?
Yeah.
The Packers had good defense when they was playing like the Bears. But other than that, they ain't going to show up against Dallas.
No.
They ain't show up against nobody throughout the whole season. Exactly right,
gotcha.
Ted. That's exactly
okay.
What I
said. Okay.
Yeah.
The best team they played was the 49ers. And what did the 49ers do?
Oh, who was the best team?
Is Jerry Jones got his cash app ready?
Yes.
You know that stay ready. They got to win. He don't wait for that. That's already been done.
Well, he cash app in Detroit game in 20 seconds.
Yeah.
I can't help it. 58 should have lined it up in the tight end spot. That was his fault. Look at the play real good now.
Yeah.
58 should have lined up in the tight end. Should nobody been on the left side of him. If wasn't nobody on the left side of him, I would agree with you. But that's why they called that play like that. Because somebody lined up on the left side of 68.
Are y'all having the same ref this week?
They got the same commissioner.
The conversation on Tuesday is the conversation on Tuesday is going to go like this. Y'all know it's a conspiracy in the NFL. They cheated us out of that game. You know, they don't like Jerry. You know, all kinds of reasons why the Cowboys lost. But they made it to the playoffs. They won and done as usual, baby. They out. Watch what I tell you.
Well, can I say this? Did Dallas, did Green Bay beat them early in the season?
No.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I don't think Green Bay is going to see the defense that Dallas is going to throw out, especially that young quarterback. I think they're going to wreak havoc. If they play them right and they let your boy Parsons roam, number 11, and stuff, you know, and do his thing, don't just line them up and don't just make them predictable and stuff, and Dak have a good game throwing the ball and not have turnovers, yeah, they're going to win it. But I
be careful, Ted. 57 about to label you as a undercover Cowboy fan.
No. See, listen, I'm playing smart because I got ties with Green Bay as far as Wayne Nitschke.
Ted, you don't warrant no explanation, Ted. You don't got to explain nothing.
Yeah.
Don't fall for the okey-doke, Ted. Don't do it.
Please,
don't do
that
it.
Bama told me Tuesday, you are an undercover Cowboy fan. I'm like, bruh. I hate everything Cowboy. But I can admit, CeeDee Lamb has had a hell of a season.
Wonderful.
Seriously.
And Green Bay in my division. Why should I give Green Bay love?
Y'all want to know what my Betty said? What'd she say? Both of them teams is sorry. She just flipped the coin and it fell on Cowboys.
I know that's right.
Mama.
Peace,
love, and soul.
What's she doing?
But Lady T,
yes.
Well, but can I get Cap this little history? Is this reason I got a little love for Green Bay because Ray Nitschke went to my high school too, number 66, Ray Nitschke.
You dropping all them bombs today.
From the Green Bay Packers.
Anybody in NFL you didn't go to school with?
Well, I got a few more. I can name a few more, man. We got some stars from where I'm from, man. So, but I ain't gonna go there because you might get jealous. But anyway, Green Bay in our division, you know. But you know, I like the G for my last name, but I'm just being smart. Dallas is a better team, and I want to win.
Okay, I'm not
a
winner. Another one.
That's why Pittsburgh gonna lose.
Hey, but look. I know we ain't putting nothing by the Eagles, man. But I think the Eagles. I mean, I didn't go with the Eagles. I think they are done because they already talking about if the coach don't win, that they might be getting rid of them. So you know, I just think everybody over there, they already quit. We can see that in the last 5 weeks. That's why I went with the Bucks, though. Because, I mean, I know we ain't putting no star by it, but that was my reason why I went with the Bucks, man.
Yeah, that's a good point, too. But Jalen Hurts said that they seem like they clicking and stuff, but his finger's messed up, though. His finger on his throwing hand.
That's going to be a tough game for
me. Running the ball.
Hey, Cap.
We talking about
I know you ain't going to Philly this week. After you didn't win against them, your people's probably listening to this. They're going to have some words with you, bro.
No, man. Listen. Oh, no. They're used to him by now, Kale. I mean, he done flip-flopped so much during this season. He been a San Francisco 49er, a Raven. They don't care no more.
Hey.
Don't fall
for him.
Hey, listen, y'all.
Boy. Can you mute him?
He's wild, ain't he?
Yeah, why you don't mute him?
Look,
that man.
I woke up one morning and in the Kale's Corner group text, I'm seeing bang, 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 bang. I'm like, who is this? and go by the name, it was none other than Cap saying bang, bang at 6 o'clock in the morning. I was like,
no.
Come on, Cap. Come on,
that
Cap.
Should be your alarm clock.
And what happened when we played bang, bang? And what happened when we played bang, bang?
Y'all
you never cracked. It went over your head, huh?
Y'all beat him.
Hey, Cap.
It went over your head.
No,
yeah.
You kidding, huh?
Cap, I was just on your side, Cap. I was like, just now, I was like 5 minutes ago,
no.
I was on your side.
Oh,
come
no.
On, bruh.
I'll be saying
come
bang,
on.
Bang.
You
go with a lot of games.
Don't do it, Cap. Come on.
So
bang, bang,
go with
a lot of
games.
You can't be on his side, sis.
You was
just on the
other
side he's on.
Man, I know what sorry side you on, 57. That ain't no mistake.
I'm glad. I love you
we
too, Cap. I love you
yeah,
too,
I love
Cap.
You back. I love you back. But you
I love you
from,
too.
You coming
that's
for me
all I got for you.
You
now.
You coming for me and
that's
I ain't asked for you.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, y'all
that,
are
that
crazy.
Terrible towel, that terrible towel boy going in the trash come Monday morning.
Hey, y'all laugh, but 57 is the fan to do that. He will throw that towel away with the quickness.
Let me tell y'all something about 57, y'all. And this is a true story. This is a true story.
Uh-oh.
We went to Pittsburgh to a game, the Dallas game, right? Pittsburgh was playing Dallas. So we drove up there, me, 57, and Tang, and his brother, Tang's brother. So we went up there. We had a nice, good old little time. So it was time for the game. So the game was going on, and 57, them Pittsburgh was winning. They was winning. They was up. And then at the last play of the game, Dallas scored a touchdown. When I tell you, you could have bought 57 for 5 pennies. He was sick right there. He was looking. He was so mad. I had to take so many pictures of him. He was just sitting there looking like a little lump on a little stump on the log. He was just sitting there. He was just like, man, y'all get on my nerve. He wouldn't talk to us for the rest of his life.
And the first thing I said when they scored that touchdown was, we need to fire Mike Tomlin.
Yes.
Yeah.
Everybody. He wanted to fire everybody. The water boy, the people that cleaned up the grass. He wanted to fire everybody.
So let me ask you. Can I ask you this then? If they lose, I'm sorry, Kill.
No, you asking the same thing I was about to. Now
when
that there are rumors that you guys want Tomlin gone, Are you still with releasing him?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
If they lose.
Yeah, we can get a better coach, I am. Yes, I am.
Because
you've been there for 15 years. You asked me a question, I'm trying to explain it. You've been there 15 years, and the only reason why you got a winning record is partly about 10 of those years, you were the top of a very bad division. So you won every year, not because you were great, but because you outlasted everybody else.
Right.
So I'm not going to go out here and protest firing Mike Tomlin, yeah. But don't go grab no Belichick or no stupid somebody for food like that. Get you a good coach.
How about Harbaugh?
I don't know. I'm not keen on college coaches coming in coaching. That's just the way I feel, you know, and I don't think he's ready for the NFL, even though he's been here before. He did badly when he was here before, so I don't know.
It was a two national championship and one championship. Like, he didn't do bad.
He won the division. He won the
division
a couple of times.
Yeah, two divisions.
He was the one that won the Super Bowl.
He was the one
that made the 49ers jump back on the game, man, when he came back. Because remember, the year before that, 49ers had won like 3-4.
If it
wasn't for Harbaugh, Harbaugh the one they put him back on
track.
I'm
just looking at the fact that they should have won.
3-14. I think we were 3-14 that year.
Huh?
Right before he came.
Yeah.
And my heart was just hurting for 3-14. I know how y'all feel, Kel, when y'all get just 3 wins.
She's throwing shots, big bro. I know she is. That's cool. I can take it. I'm built for it, you know.
Hey, Kim, you my big brother, and I love you. Well, you my little big brother, and I love it.
Hey, all I'm going to ask you, name one NFL team that hasn't gone through this. It was our turn.
All of them went through it. Every last one of them went through.
Can I ask a quick question before we go?
How many years?
And the question is, Tang, what are you going to do if y'all lose your first game in the playoffs with your coach?
Yeah.
He got to go.
Good question. Yeah. So how would you feel about Belichick?
He said both of them got to go. Dak and McCarthy. He said both of them got to go.
Let me say this. If it's because of Dak throwing 2 to 3 interceptions, he definitely got to go. But the way he played this year, I might give him another chance. But the best thing about it, we won't have to give him all that money. Because, you know, if he do make it to at least the NFC Championship, man, that man gonna get paid like $250 million, man.
Yeah.
That's gonna mess our roster up right there, cause we gotta pay so many people, man.
Gerald said if y'all lose, then Stephen A. gonna be calling your phone.
Hey, you know what? If Stephen A. called my phone, I bet you he hang up in 2.2 seconds.
Uh-oh.
I know that's right.
That's one I want to challenge you.
We can meet somewhere right now, buddy, and we're going to end this conversation.
Hey, you want to box him up, huh? And I want a hooper because he talked about he was a hooper. He can hoop. He went to college and all that. But I get
I showed enough real estate.
Yeah.
He talks so much trash, man. And don't get me wrong, I like Stephen A. because that's his job. He just got it off of my team. That's all. That's all it is.
Well, I'm gonna say this, Dane. At least he's not afraid to speak against y'all. Everybody else scared to say something negative towards the Cowboys, but him.
Except for Shady. Shady be going in.
It's a love hate with Stephen A.
He 3 hours.
Go ahead, get it out, Shane.
I was saying damn, because when you say, when I hear that, I love y'all, I noticed we got to wait to Tuesday now. Go ahead, Lady T.
Well, y'all know I love y'all. I love y'all so very, very, very much. Come on, 57. I'm gonna try to squeeze two last words in here. I'm trying to squeeze two of them. Come on, 57. Give me one.
It's been a great week. Looking forward to the playoffs this weekend. Enjoy being on here, everybody. Thank you for this week. Look forward to Kel's Corner on Tuesday.
Come on, Ted. Give me the last word. Thank you for that. 57.
Hey.
Come on, Ted.
Hey, love everyone. Everyone say your prayers. Everyone keep your family close.
Oh, that was a good one. Keep it short. That was a good one, Ted. I appreciate that. And with that being said, you guys, y'all heard it right here from Kel's Corner crew, DMV Kel. And Lady T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kel's Corner. DMV Kel and Lady T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. DMV Kel and Lady T, we're here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. And you guys can follow Kel's Corner on Instagram at Kel's Corner and on Facebook at Kel's Corner. You guys can also log into blogtalkradio.com/UKLMcLean and listen to the broadcast there as well. You guys, don't forget to keep Sean Addison in your prayers. You guys, Keep the family in your prayers. Keep everybody prayed up. Please, please, please be safe, as my husband can say, and pay attention out there. My Betty is saying peace, love, and soul. We love you guys so very much. Kel, you have the very last word.
Hey. Thank you, Kel's Corner family, both online and in the studio. Y'all dudes and ladies are crazy, and I enjoyed every moment of it. Every moment. No phone call or text is more important than your life. If you're driving, then you should be trying your best to be surviving. Put them phones down. Put them down. Put them down. Enjoy the playoff weekend. If your team loses, somebody has to. Love you guys. We'll get to you guys Tuesday, 5 p.m., Lord willing. And this is dedicated to everybody on the corner. All right?
Be the same, the girl you came and changed the way I want, the way I don't. I cannot explain the things I feel for you. The girl you know is true. I'll stay with me, I'll feel my dreams, and I'll be all you need. It seems life is so complete. I love this truth.